We are driving along a barren desert terrain embellished with scrabbly salt brush and ankle-high tufts of yellow saccaton. Before us, the Sacramento Mountains, and to our left, 275 square miles of pristine white sand, a diamond in the rough Tularosa Basin of southern New Mexico. Those dunes are the heart of White Sands National Monument, where 500,000 tourists head each year. Away from those dunes, we arrive on a seemingly unremarkable stretch of desert that park rangers prefer to keep secret. The soil here is rich with fragile prehistoric footprints that can be easily damaged by humans. Okay, so are we here?
Yeah, this is the site that was found this summer.
Biologist David Bustos is my guide. He takes me to the site where this summer two interns from New Mexico State University made an awesome discovery. 700 prehistoric animal prints that are between 20,000 to 40,000 years old. They are believed to belong to large mammals, including mammoths, camels, dire wolves, and saber-toothed cats. While most prints are shallow impressions that erode easily, others are encased in sugar-colored gypsum, a key mineral found throughout the park. Here's David Bustos.
The gypsum, it sort of forms like a very hard cake or almost like a plaster of Paris mold. And so that's, once it's dry, it's very easy to move.
So far, one of the mammoth prints is on display at the White Sands Visitor Center. Vincent Santucci is a senior geologist with the National Park Service in Washington, D.C. He says there are thousands of dinosaur prints scattered throughout the country, but for some unknown reason, Ice Age prints are far rarer. There are only a few dozen sites in the Southwest. Their rarity adds to their scientific value, especially since Ice Age creatures were the last to go extinct before the evolution of modern man.
Events that occurred during the Ice Ages helped to shape how our modern plants and animals and their diversity is today.
They can also provide clues into the mysteries of climate change. A study published in the journal Nature earlier this month concludes that climate change was one factor that led to the dying off of many Ice Age giants. These are the kind of studies that fascinate paleontology student Drew Gentry. He was one of the interns who discovered the prehistoric prints at White Sands.
We went out every day for 2 to 3 weeks for 4 to 5 hours a day, and didn't find anything. And so it wasn't until about a month into the internship that we actually found something noteworthy.
Gentry's been collecting rocks and dreaming of dinosaurs since he was a kid growing up in Alabama. Now that he's in New Mexico, he's reveling in a largely unexplored territory rich with fossilized treasures. Just last year, workers in a gravel site near Las Cruces discovered a 1.6 million-year-old mastodon skull in excellent condition. Gentry was called in to assist after the find. The skull is one of only five so far discovered on the planet.
The whole joy in being a paleontologist is that one time out of a thousand when you actually do find something. And it makes all the other times when you didn't find anything completely worthwhile.
The mastodon skull will be put on display at New Mexico State University within about a year. The research conducted on the mammal footprints in White Sands will be presented at a paleontology conference in North Carolina next October. In Las Cruces, New Mexico, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.